Rand Paul, no real evidence lockdowns, restrictions changing the trajectory of COVID-19. By Jeff Poor on December 8, 2020. Monday on FNC's The Story, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, questioned the efficacy of the measures instituted by government authorities done so in the name of COVID-19. Paul, a physician and coronavirus survivor, told Fox News' Marth McCallum that there was no proof any of those measures were doing anything to contain the virus spread. "Without question, this virus has been devastating to so many families," he said. "Kelly and I lost a good friend today, and we're grieving from them, and our prayers go out to their family. But the thing is we ought to at least still use logic to try to figure out how we stop this. I think ultimately, the vaccine will be very successful. But I don't see any evidence that crowd control, hand washing, standing 6 feet apart, all these things they tell you to do, closing down the restaurants, closing down the schools, there's no real evidence that they're changing the trajectory of the disease. If you look at the incidence of COVID, it's going up like this. It's going up exponentially despite all the mandates. So, those who say there is science just aren't paying attention to it. Look, this isn't a lack of compassion," Paul continued. "I want people to get the vaccine. I want them to be able to avoid this scourge. But at the same time, keeping all our kids home isn't changing the course of this disease. They've studied this in 4 different countrywide studies. They've studied the incidence of the disease. They've studied the transference of the disease, and they've found that closing schools doesn't work. Even the socialist de Blasio is now opening schools. So, now we have our governor and our state closing schools right about the time that everybody else is finally accepting that closing schools isn't working." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.